At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You know, I always joke about, can you top my mom when it comes to getting married? My mom was married and divorced 5 times by the time I was 18, including... she had to marry one guy twice because they got married on a cruise while she was still married to the last guy.
Whoopsie doodle.
Yeah. So, you know, things like that happen. And Dan had a question about J-Lo and all of her weddings. And then Julie reached out to us. So it's 617-655-1234. When it comes to marriages and proposals, I'm wondering who out there can do better than this.
Or at least try to.
At least try. I think this is going to be a tough one to top. So again, 617-655-1234. You can call or text. Like, I don't know, most weddings, most proposals. Julie, tell everybody how many times you were engaged.
I've been engaged 7 times and twice to the same person.
And how many times you've been married?
Never.
Oh. Mathematically, how is that possible?
Well, if we take it in, I'm 46, full disclosure. And it all started when I was 17. I was in high school, and we just go from there. Then I joined the military and kind of took it away. Before I deployed, my dad said, don't marry him. So I didn't. That was the guy that I was engaged to twice, actually. So, you know, it just worked out as it did. And I'm happily in a relationship now. We've been together since 2021, just after I got out of the military. So it's good, and we are not going to get married.
How close did you get to actually walking down the aisle?
I would say that I've only planned one wedding.
Wow.
So not close at all. But hey, that's the way life works. I believe in that now more than ever.
As I think the only person in the room who's broken an engagement, am I right?
For sure, for me.
I mean, one was hard enough. I can't imagine doing it more than one time, but like, what happened?
I will say that the first two were on me. I went away to college at 17, and that one just kind of fizzled away. The second one I met while we were in college together, and we were together for probably 3 years, and then I left for the military. When I came back, they were there, ready to go. I was not, so that didn't work out. But then when I moved to Georgia, I met Robert, and he was the one. I knew it. I knew it the second I met him, and... yeah, I had to move away, and he was sort of confined to the state, so we stayed together. I know.
A, thank you for your service. B, Dan has questions.
Julie, first off, clearly you got something about you, because you had 6 different guys drop to their knee and pledge their life to you. But I'm
you know what, Dan? I like that rephrase.
I have spunk.
But the question is, getting proposed to 7 different times, do you like, because I imagine the first time you're like, oh my god, yes, this is incredible. Do you keep that same level of excitement through 7 different proposals, or by the last one you're like, whatever, let's just do it?
Well, like I said, the first one was on me. I went there and we were all for it, but no, it was not a good thing. I'm glad it didn't happen.
No, but I mean the moment where they're saying it to you.
Yeah, it was the same level of excitement at the time, because I had issues, as we do, but
you were like, this is the time. This is, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well, did they all get down on one knee?
No.
No.
No. No.
Well, then, you know, right then and there, quite honestly.
Do you get to keep any of the 7 engagement rings?
I pawned off 4 of them.
It's a good business strategy.
I sold my wedding ring for rent. I did.
This is so interesting. I could ask you a million questions.
We do when we make decisions in our lives, and I'm okay with, I've come to terms with everything now, which is why, you know, I've asked the person I'm currently with. I was like, do you want to just get married? We've been together. No, what's the point? It's a piece of paper. I'm in love with you. I don't care. Okay.
At what point did you tell the current person that you're with that you'd been engaged 6 previous times? How long before that comes up?
7 times.
Oh, that we were friends for almost a year before we even started dating. So they knew what they were getting into. So it was already, they knew what they were getting into. So,
wow.
And they had never been engaged, never been in that type of relationship where that's where something they wanted to do. So,
well, you sound very upbeat and positive and like you found your right space and that's all that matters, sis. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy and healthy. And you know what? That's the best thing I could ask for.
I love your outlook.
Me too.
Hey, well, I thank you, you know, for hearing me out. And I mean, I love you guys. I listened for back when it was 98.5, I think.
Ooh, oh, yeah. She's you've been OG. Around for a while.
Yeah. Well, the station changed when I came back, had changed when I came back into the country. So I was kind of confused.
No, we're still here.
Glad you found us.
We just moved down the street. They couldn't get rid of us.
It's good. I love it. Well, I love Julie, you guys every day.
Thank you for sharing your story
with us. Thank you.
Let us know.
Well, thank you for asking questions. If you have any more, please, you know, I'm happy to answer them.
All right.
But know that happiness is out there, and even if it's not in the cards to go full out on and get that piece of paper, it works, you know.
I love you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Enjoy it.
You too, Julie. Bye.
617-655-1234. Can you beat 7 engagements or 5 weddings?
Can you just come close?
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a wild statement, but she's happy now, and that's all that matters.
From the 508 Runaway Bride, question mark?
Sometimes you got to kiss a lot of frogs, as they say.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.